I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. FBI and local authorities say they recovered 17 children in Colorado and Wyoming as part of a national operation that recovered 84 children and teenagers who were being sexually exploited across the country. The Colorado and Wyoming operation recovered the highest number of children nationally. Colorado law enforcement authorities attributed the high total to local agencies' cooperation. The youngest child is 3 months old. Authorities say a friend of the girl's family offered her to an undercover agent for $600. In Colorado and Wyoming, four people were arrested and accused of commercially exploiting children or adults, and 18 people are accused of seeking to pay for having sex with children. A lot of money is being raised for next year's gubernatorial race in Colorado, as 91.5 KRCC's Bent to Brooklyn reports. Democratic candidates have raised more money than Republicans.
Combined, Democrats have raised $3.6 million. Former State Senator Michael Johnston was the first to enter the race and has brought in $1.5 million, followed by 2nd District Congressman Jared Polis with about $700,000. Eric Walker is a spokesman for the Colorado Democratic Party.
That's usually an indication of enthusiasm, and that tracks with what we're seeing nationwide, where Democrats are very upset with the direction of the country under President Trump and the unified control.
On the GOP side, Arapahoe District Attorney George Brockler and Doug Robinson, an investment banker and Mitt Romney's nephew, each raised close to $300,000. More than a dozen candidates in both parties are seeking to replace Governor John Hickenlooper, who is term limited in 2018. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.